Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome to the High Vibration Living Podcast. I'm your host, Chef Whitney Aronoff, founder of Starseed Kitchen and High Vibration Foods. Join me for conversation where we learn about food, wellness, beauty, travel, and spiritual concepts for high vibration living. Only you know what your body needs. Let this be the reminder that you have the power to tap in and know the food, self-care, and spiritual practices that will best serve you. I will be sharing my knowledge and learning with you from experts providing insight into nourishing all the layers of you, the physical, emotional, spiritual, and etheric bodies, so you can feel your best and live your dreams. Let's get started. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the High Vibration Living Podcast. I am your host, Chef Whitney Aronoff, founder of Starseed Kitchen and High Vibration Foods. And today I am sharing with you guys 5 tips that you can easily apply to your life right now to raise the vibration of your food. And first, you need to understand what high vibration foods are so you can know how you can raise the vibration of what you're eating. And really any meal, no matter where you are. So high vibration foods is referencing the life force energy within the food. So high vibration foods are considered whole foods, real foods, living foods. Again, that reference of life force energy. So food is simply energy. You're moving the energy that is within the food product into your body to refuel your tank. Just like a car. So you want to be mindful of which fuel you're choosing because not all fuel is going to provide you the same transfer of energy. And I know you understand this because you've experienced this before. You know, let's say you go and you want a burger. You're going to feel a little bit differently if you eat a fast food burger versus a gourmet burger at a restaurant. And it's not the name. It's not the cost, it's the quality of the ingredient. So it's the quality of the ground beef that they're using at one location versus the other. It's how they prepared that burger. So what oils did they use? Did they cook it on a flat top? Did they grill it? Did they season it with salt and pepper? Was it real salt or was it iodized salt? What about the black pepper? Was it pre-ground or did they freshly ground it? They moved more of their energy into that food. So now you're getting a transfer of energy from the chef or the line cook that prepared it. And then that's another layer of the transfer of energy is the person that's preparing their food. What's their attitude? What's their mood? How do they feel? Do they like their job? Are they happy to be doing what they're doing today? Are they in a flow state? All of that is actually affecting the amount of energy that's going to be in your burger once you receive it, and then you consume it. And that's part of why sometimes you feel amazing after you eat a burger. And then other times you feel like sludge. You feel like you have no energy. You just want to lay on the couch or sit in a chair. You feel lethargic. You want to cancel whatever plans that you had for after eating that meal, because you're not getting the same type of energy. That's what you need to be looking for first when you're choosing high vibration food is it full of life force energy? Is it real? Is it a whole food? Is it going to move energy within me, lighten me up, brighten me up? You know, just because you don't see something doesn't mean it doesn't exist. Just because you can't necessarily see an aurora around a food. You can't see the life force energy behind a food. Doesn't mean it's not there. Doesn't mean this concept doesn't exist. All frequency carries information. All food is at a frequency level. So it's all carrying information into you when you consume it and raising the dial on your energy level. So it's really as simple as that. Food is energy. We eat for energy. We can get energy from many, many places. So you don't necessarily have to get it from food, but it's the one that we are most accustomed to getting it at. So you can get your life force energy in many other ways. So you can get it from being in the sun. You can get it from a great yoga class. You can get it from breath work, from meditation, from Kundalini yoga. You can get it from laughing. You can get it from spending time in nature. You can get it from hugging trees. You can get it from planting your barefoot feet on the earth, in soil, on grass, on sand. You can get it from laying on rocks, laying on boulders. There's lots of different ways that you can absorb energy. The fastest way we tend to get it is through the consumption of food. And that's what most of us are comfortable doing and kind of programmed to receive. So if that's what we're used to doing, how can we figure out a way to upgrade it, to improve it, to slightly edit our normal habits so we can get bigger bang for our buck? And that's what we're really looking to do here. We're not looking to completely overhaul the foods that we eat every day and remove joy and connection from our life, because we don't want to get to a place where we can't go out and eat with friends, or we can't have people over, or we are overwhelmed with information that we can't even eat, because a lot of people have been in many of those places. And that's what this isn't about. This is simply to become more aware of the food that we're eating, what we're getting out of it, so we can make little tweaks every week, every month, every year to upgrade the quality of what we're putting inside us, because our consciousness is constantly upgrading. So we want to keep making that energy match as we move along in our life experiences. So how can you start, first of all, of eating more high vibration foods? Just start using the highest quality ingredients that you have available or access to cook with. So be able to shop local, go to a farmer's market, go to a farm stand, go to a friend's yard, shop in season, you know, and oftentimes when you shop in season, it's cheaper. Like, you'll see when asparagus is from another country, or when they've had to ship it across the country, it's going to be $6.99 to $7 to $8 a bunch. But when it's $3.99 or $2.99, you know it's in season. It's a lot cheaper because it's local. Those are good ways for you to be able to eye in season food that's going to then give you more life force energy, because if it was just picked and you consume it, it has more energy in it versus it being picked, taking a week to get to you, and then you consume it. It's been out of the ground for a longer time. There's less life force energy in there for you. So choosing pesticide-free food, it doesn't have to always be organic. You can choose organic labels, but if you're going to a farmer's market, you can always start asking, is this made without pesticides, herbicides, insecticides? How do you guys feel about that? Are you not organic because of the cost of that labeling and the certifications that you have to get? You know, just start asking questions. You don't always have to have the organic label. Sometimes people are having farms and doing the practices of preparing the food, growing the food correctly, but those labels are a pretty tricky game. So don't always rely on those for good quality food. Grass finished, not grass fed. You want grass finished, pasture raised, wild caught, field harvested, all great labels to look for, all gonna provide you with more nutrient dense food overall. And that's what we're going for. More nutrient dense, more high vibration. Hi, I'm Chef Whitney Aronoff. As a personal chef, I created custom organic spices for my clients. These blends are of the highest quality with no added sugar, MSG, caking agents, or any junk. I want you to have the same access to good quality seasonings, which is why I've launched my line of organic spice blends. High Vibration Foods by Starseed Kitchen is my collection of chef-crafted organic spice blends made with only good-for-you ingredients. I use organic source spices, ancient mineral-rich Redmond real salt, prepare the blends listening to Kundalini mantra music, then charge the jars with the quartz Giza crystals for a true high-vibration experience. You can now purchase my most requested blend, 11 Magic Herbs and Spices, on starseedkitchen.com. Use code STARSEED for 10% off your purchase. Can't wait for you to enjoy. So when you cook the food, that is when you're going to the next step of creating a high vibration meal. So one is choosing the ingredients, two is cooking, three is sitting down and enjoying it, and four is actually following through and, you know, cleaning up after you've cooked the meal. That is often the hardest part for many of us, but it's still a part of the meal preparation process. And just also remember your attitude in the kitchen, your joy while cooking, that will elevate the flavor and the health benefits to another level. We've all had the experience of eating the food of a family member who has been in such a joyful state. They've been so excited that they're getting to cook a meal for you, and the food tastes amazing. But if we tried making that meal at home when we're hurrying home from work, we're stressed, we're in a rush, and we're not putting it together with intention or joy, just with a frantic state, it usually doesn't taste as good. We don't have the same experience with the meal. It's the same when we sit down to eat a meal consciously at a kitchen table or a dinner table versus when we sit in our car or we quickly try to eat while we're walking. So we have a different flavor profile experience, and our digestive system handles that food differently because we aren't in a state of rest and digest. And our experience with the food, whether it's stressful or peaceful, is going to affect the ultimate vibration that's moving into our body. So I share this with you not to create extra work, just to help you learn a little bit more about how your food is vibrating with you and can affect and support or negate your health. It doesn't have to cost more money. It's all really about mindfulness. And that's really what this whole game is about, this whole life experience, this whole matrix. It's really about your consciousness, your brain, and evolving your mindset. So here are my five tips that you can start doing right now to raise the vibration of your food wherever you are, whenever you want. One, have a positive attitude while cooking and take your time preparing the meal. Two, if you're not feeling ready to cook, ready to prepare a meal, even like in the space to pull out your to-go food and put it on a plate, sage yourself. Pull out the sage, pull out the Palo Santo, sage yourself, sage the kitchen, sage the area where you're going to eat, put a blessing down. Ask your guides and angels to clean and clear you and the space of all negative energy and psychic debris in this dimension, all dimensions. Open some doors, open some windows, get the old stuff out, take a minute, and then sit down and enjoy your meal or start cooking. Number three, you can play high vibration music. You know I love White Sun. Put that into your Spotify, your Pandora, your Apple Music. See where it takes you on a musical journey. Dr. Michael Joseph Levry is also a great choice as well. You can find him on Spotify. These high vibration sounds and Kundalini mantras will naturally do the work for you. Number four, garnish your food. Add fresh ingredients, cilantro, parsley, dill, a beautiful watermelon radish, any of those fresh life force ingredients can completely change a meal. And number five, bless your food and give gratitude before eating your meal. So you don't have to do a big production. You can just put your hands around your plate, close your eyes for a minute, and just say thank you. You don't even have to do that. As you're walking to the table with your plate, you can just say to yourself out loud or in your head, I give gratitude for this meal. Thank you for this meal. That's blessing your food. You can take it to another level. You can go on and on. You can create a tradition with your friends and your family that someone always gives a blessing before you guys start eating. It's up to you. But blessing your food is a great way to upgrade the vibration of your meals and If you want the science behind this, the great thing is the science is out there. And since we live in a digital age, you can look it up. It's not hidden away in books anymore. It is completely out there for you guys to see. There are so many different scientists that have been studying how when you bless your food or you bless your water, it completely changes the vibrational energy and the crystalline structure of the food, because food is just water. If anything, try blessing your food to raise the vibration. If you guys like this information and this topic, I have so much more on raising the vibration of your body and your food on the Starseed Kitchen website. Go ahead and check it out there on our blog. We apply the same practices with our spice blends. So Starseed Kitchen's 11 Magic Herbs and Spices and Starseed Kitchen Adobo. That's what we do. We're super in sync with how you can put energy into the preparation process to create a high vibration food. In our case, a high vibration spice. So playing the Kundalini mantras, charging our food with quartz Giza crystals, using sage and Palo Santo to clean and clear the people before and after they've worked on preparing the spice blends. All that goes into that product. And I know that you can taste and feel it when you guys give it a try. And you guys can shop Starseed Kitchen anytime on starseedkitchen.com. Thank you guys so much for tuning in today. I hope this episode was supportive and insightful for you. And I look forward to connecting again soon. Cheers. Thank you for listening to this episode of the High Vibration Living Podcast. Please leave a 5-star rating and review wherever you are tuning in from to help more listeners like and find this podcast. And if you really loved what you heard today, pay it forward and send this episode to a friend or loved one. For more Starseed Kitchen, visit starseedkitchen.com and follow us on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. Be sure to pick up a jar of my High Vibration Foods organic spices, which you can purchase on starseedkitchen.com. You can find me and follow along on my chef adventures on all your favorite social media channels at Whitney Aronoff. Thanks again for tuning in. Cheers to you and your health.